Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales at printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Hello and welcome along to another edition of Business Matters on Highland Radio with me, Chris Ashmore. Later in this week's programme, I'll be hearing from Balbuffet man Aidan Thompson about his new business venture, The Mind Maze. He is offering psychotherapy and coaching to businesses, individuals and organisations. It's all very much linked in with mental health, and he himself has a very interesting background, having been a winchman on a search and rescue helicopter in the Northwest for many years before suffering a bad injury. So do stay tuned for that. First up, though, Vertiv, which has factories in Burnfoot, Letterkenny and Derry, is undertaking a major recruitment drive with hundreds of positions on offer. This is a truly global company with more than 34,000 employees worldwide and revenue of more than $10 billion. The company is hosting an open day at the Green & Hotel in Burt on Wednesday, May the 6th. Fiona Fisher, senior HR manager based in Burnfoot, has been telling me more. Fiona, many thanks for joining us on Business Matters. Vertiv is currently expanding here in the northwest of Ireland. And before we look a little bit about the recruitment drive, perhaps I could just begin by asking you maybe to give us a little bit of background about the company and exactly what does it do?
Thank you so much for having me on. So yes, Vertiv is a global leader in critical digital infrastructure solutions for data centers. So in Ireland here, we are really proud to design and manufacture and distribute busbar and switchgear and infrastructure solutions. So we are a global company. We have 30 manufacturing facilities across the world. Three of those are actually here in Ireland.
Here in the Northwest, you have three premises, Burnfoot and Letterkenny in Donegal, and also in Derry. So are they doing similar things?
Exactly. Our three factories are very different in terms of look and feel. So our Letterkenny facility is an infrastructure solutions facility, which basically means it makes very, very large housing units that actually switchgear products are built into inside. What they make in Letterkenny is the size of a small house. It's a huge operation up there. Whereas what is getting manufactured then in Burnfoot and Kempsey is, so if you look at like a general room, you know, where you've got where all your power is running through, that's what we make. So that is what switchgear actually is. It's what drives all of the energy through to drive the power in a factory or central or wherever. Our Kempsey facility focuses purely on our switchgear product manufacturing. In Burnfoot, we manufacture both busbar and switchgear products.
So it's all high-tech equipment, and with AI and ever-evolving changes in technology, you are very much at the forefront of this sector.
Absolutely. You know, with the AI boom, this is a sector that's absolutely booming at the moment. So it's a really exciting time, and it's a really exciting company to be part of.
And the items that you are manufacturing, they are then exported from the sites here in Donegal. Are they going, and Derry, are they going all over Europe or are they going further afield?
Yes, yeah, so our products, depending on the different clients, some of our products are designed for the EMEA market, but some of our products are actually designed also for the US market as well.
Now, I was looking there just at the company website and saw that it employs over 34,000 people, headquarters in Ohio. This is a really big company, and perhaps a lot of people in Donegal just aren't aware of just how big it is.
Yes, I don't think they would. We serve 130 countries. Vertiv as an organization has been on the go for over 60 years now. It has a revenue of $10.2 billion US dollars. So this is a very large and a vast company, and a great company to be part of.
Now, at the moment, you're recruiting here in the Northwest. So what sort of job opportunities currently exist?
Yeah, so at the moment, we are looking for several hundred new roles to be filled across our three Northwest facilities. So we're mainly looking for panel wires, electricians, and general operators across all three of our locations. So we have, you know, great opportunities now available for this region, and this is a region that we're really, really proud to be supporting in terms of the jobs and investment that we're putting in. So, yeah, really, really exciting time.
And as part of this process, you are hosting what's called a drop-in interview day. It's taking place in the Green Hotel in Burt next Wednesday. That's May the 6th from 9 to 5 in the morning. So if somebody's interested, what do they bring along with them apart from their good selves?
Yes, so all we ask is for anyone interested in any of those current roles that we have to bring along their CV. We will have a number of interview panels there on the day. Our interviews are relatively short, around 20 minutes each. And our aim is to get through as many interviews for people who drop in on the day as possible. As I say, a large proportion of the jobs that we have available are general operators, but we are also looking for people with panel wire, mechanical fitter, and electrician skills as well. So if you feel that you fit into any of those categories, this is a great opportunity. And our interviews are being held in Green Hotel, but our jobs will be for any of the three locations. So we will be taking preferences from candidates on the day as well in terms of where they have a particular preference in terms of location to work.
Are many of these positions for an immediate start?
These are absolutely for an immediate start. We will potentially be making offers on the day as well. So we are really trying to fill as many roles in the next few months as we can to prepare for the volume of work that is coming towards our Northwest facilities in the coming months.
For people who start off in the company, I take it there will be obviously a chance for career progression.
Yes, there's excellent opportunities with regards to career progression. So our employees start on a grading system. So we have different grades of roles that employees can progress through. There's internal training that's provided. We also have qualifications that we support internally as well. So there's a real opportunity to come in at ground level and build your career and really learn and advance on the skills of electrician and panel wiring because of all of the internal training and support that we also have available.
And for somebody who maybe doesn't have a skill set necessarily associated with the likes of panel wiring or an electrical background, would there still be opportunities for them?
Yes, so a large proportion of the roles that we have available are within our general operator roles. So that is within our kind of production line roles, and that is just general assembly. So there's actually a lower level of skill that is required for those roles. So many of the people who start in our general operator roles come in with no experience of this sector, no experience with panel wiring or electricity skills. They have come from lots of different industries. They may come from retail industries. They may come from farming industries. They may come from school or college. And then they are taught and learn the skills as they come in.
You're already one of the biggest private sector employers in the Northwest, and this recruitment is going to be ongoing.
Absolutely, yes. So we currently employ over 2,000 people across our three Northwest factories. We are looking to expand that by several hundred more before the end of this year. And based on what's kind of coming down in terms of the future, we are really confident that we can see continual expansion and growth.
And if people want to find out more information, and maybe if they can't get along to this open day, is there a part of the website that you would recommend that they go to find out more information?
Yes, for anybody who can't come along next Wednesday, we do have our Vertiv careers page. All of our roles are on there, so you will see a description of the roles that are currently available, and you can also actually still apply online and go through our normal recruitment process. So if you can't attend on Wednesday, there's still an opportunity to express your interest in any of the roles that we have available.
And that was Fiona Fisher, Senior HR Manager with Vertiv. Join me again after this break when I'll be finding out about a new business venture being set up by Ballybuffet man Aidan Thompson.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.
Welcome back. Ballybuffet-based Aidan Thompson has a new business venture, The Mind Maze, offering psychotherapy and coaching to businesses, individuals and organisations. I interviewed him recently to find out more. Aidan, firstly, many thanks for coming into studio to join me on Business Matters as we discuss your new business venture. It's called The Mind Maze. So what exactly is it all about?
Okay, Chris. Well, thank you very much for having me in to discuss this. The Mind Maze is a concept that I've come up with to help people to navigate through their life's difficulties. You know, dealing with stuff is complicated enough, and sometimes people just need a little bit of guidance, a little bit of help. So I'm a qualified psychotherapist, IACP accredited psychotherapist, and I'm also studying positive health coaching, doing a master's in the Royal College of Surgeons in Dublin. And I've often found when I'm doing my psychotherapy that, you know, clients often feel stuck. They're not sure where to go. They're not sure how to navigate their way around life. And I just figured that, you know, coaching and psychotherapy and, you know, using the idea of lifestyle medicine and combining all three would be a good structure, a good kind of framework for clients to work through their issues.
So the term psychotherapy, just elaborate on that, because a lot of people may not be familiar with what exactly does it mean?
Okay. So psychotherapy is often mistaken with counselling. Okay, so counselling and psychotherapy are two different things. To become a psychotherapist, you have to do a 4-year degree course, obviously a level 9 course. And psychotherapy then, you can have, there's over 350 different schools of psychotherapy. So I'm an integrative psychotherapist. That means I use different models. I'm a humanist. So Carl Rogers would be a big influence for me. And psychotherapy is really what we would call a talk therapy. So it's helping clients figure out what's going on in their life, maybe where that problem has originated from, what the cause of that problem might be, whatever their difficulties are, and trying to get them to work through it and bring stuff into their consciousness, help them understand why they're feeling the way they're feeling or they're acting the way they're acting, and trying to guide them and help them to get through these issues in life at the moment, you know?
So your expertise, you can pass some of that on to people sitting down, talking with them, of course, all highly confidential. So your actual business, The Mind Maze, what form is that going to take? You're going to have a premises and people will come to you and consult with you?
Yes. So the plan is that I will have clients. That could be corporate clients. It could be large businesses who want staff members to do day training courses. It could be individuals coming to me, and we discuss what the problems are. And some of these problems could be psychological problems. Some people just feel stuck and they're not sure how to move forward. So it could be, you know, creating a plan to work together to move forward. Or it could be even more personalized then when we go into the idea of their diet and their sleep and their use of harmful substances and stuff like that. And that's where the lifestyle medicine comes in as well. So it's a broad approach. It can be tailored to large companies. It can be tailored to individuals. It can be tailored to any business, really, where staff feel or where individuals feel they need some support.
By way of example, I mean, this covers everything from, it could be personal relationships at home, it could be stress at work, it could be anxiety from something that dates back years ago. It's a pretty wide variety of things.
It is, in fairness. Yeah, I often find as a psychotherapist, the first thing that we notice when a client comes in on the first night, usually what happens is the presenting issue, the issue that they're coming to us with, isn't not necessarily the main issue in their life that they need to work through or work with. So when I meet a client for the first time, the first session would be, you know, getting a good kind of detailed history and figuring out what it is that these people want to work on. And sometimes they don't even realize that it's, you know, something from their past that might need psychological support, or something as simple as, you know, just making a decision and not being procrastinating or not being stuck in, you know, frozen, unable to make a choice or a lifestyle choice for themselves. Mm-hmm. So it is open for anyone, really, and it's just guidance. It's helping people. As psychotherapists, we can't give advice. It would be one of the big no's in psychotherapy. You can't advise a client what to do, but this is kind of walking beside them and you know, maybe opening up a few doors and just pointing them in the right direction.
Right, and as this business started, let's just go back a little bit in time. Did you feel there was a gap in the market, so to speak? Is there a big demand out there?
I work in the pastoral centre in Letterkenny, seeing clients on a regular basis, and there's a huge demand. We all have mental health. Some of us are lucky that we have good mental health. Some of us are struggling with our mental health. Some of us are just surviving, maybe just surviving. So there is a huge gap there. To combine mental health and coaching, because psychotherapy is really, you know, rooted in the past and you know, trying to bring somebody into the present day in a healthy way so that they can move on with their life. Coaching's more looking forward and trying to, you know, create a pathway for them or help them to decide for themselves what the best options are available. So I feel that they both marry in well together, and I feel that clients want direction. Sometimes they come to psychotherapy and they're not sure what they want or how to get it. So I believe that they both can, it's like a glove and a hand, you know.
And fair to say, I suspect that 10 or 20 years ago, you know, there wasn't as much talk about mental health and mental health related issues now. And the fact that things are probably out in the open a lot more, people are probably more likely to go forward and seek advice and assistance and to see if there's a pathway for them.
Yeah, there's definitely a greater awareness about mental health. I'm not necessarily convinced that more people are willing to come forward yet. There's still a stigma attached to mental health. But like I said previously, we all have mental health, you know, and, you know, some of us are okay to ask for help. Some of us would rather harbor, you know, deep-seated or deep-rooted concerns or emotions and refuse to speak about it. They maybe see it as a sign of weakness or a sign of failure, but that's not the case. So yeah, it's definitely more, if you look at, you know, Facebook, or if you go on to any of the social media sites, you've got all of these influencers, you've got all of these, you know, websites and stuff like that. I'd like to keep it more personal and work one-to-one with clients or work one-to-one with businesses and, you know, try and make it more, a bigger connection with the individuals.
So before we go into a little bit more detail about psychotherapy and your business, just your own background. You're from Ballybuffet. After leaving school, what was the initial career pathway?
Right. So when I was a young fella, it wasn't about getting points to go to college. It was either you passed the Leaving Cert or you didn't pass the Leaving Cert. So I was lucky I did. And I had three other brothers that were in the army at the time. So in the Defence Forces, all stationed in Finner Camp. So the natural progression for me was to also join the army. So I was stationed in Finner Camp for 10 years. I did 4 trips to Lebanon. And while I was in Finner Camp, the search and rescue helicopter used to be stationed in Finner. So I applied to become a search and rescue crew member. I completed that course and passed that course and transferred then to Dublin, to Baldonnell. So I did 15 years as a winchman. I moved from Baldonnell up to Rescue 118 in Sligo when the service went to a private company, CHC. And so I completed 15 years in total in the Defence Forces, and I also worked for 15 years as a search and rescue winchman.
So operator. You would have been involved in rescues all over the Northwest and indeed over the coast of Donegal and over the mountains and everywhere. So you've seen anywhere. You've seen it from the sky.
I've seen it firsthand, yeah. And there's days I was wondering where I was going or what I was doing in that helicopter. But yeah, to be able to, you know, help somebody, taking them from a place of danger and, you know, comforting them and keeping them safe and well and healthy and, you know, without being overdramatic, saving their lives in a lot of circumstances. Really, really rewarding work.
Yeah. And invaluable service, and certainly a job that in itself, I'm sure, was a very stressful one as well.
Yeah, search and rescue is very, very... We would have trained every single day when we weren't on a rescue mission. We were training every day. You had to be really focused. You had to be really safety conscious. You know, people's lives were in our hands, effectively. So we had to work very much as a team. And as individuals, we had to be very focused and very kind of safety conscious. And, you know, it was a high-pressure situation. Definitely.
And did you think that was going to be sort of your job for life until you got to a stage that maybe you were getting a little bit older and maybe not fit enough to keep doing it?
Well, it was a vocation. It wasn't a job. It wasn't like going to work. It was, you know, every day was a different day. I loved it. But unfortunately, I had a bad accident, which resulted in me losing my job during a rescue one night. The cable broke during a rescue and I had a bad fall and damaged my back pretty badly. But unfortunately, as a result of the accident, I also developed my own mental health issues. I developed PTSD. And one of the big things with PTSD as well is there's quite a bit of depression and anxiety that's accompanies it. I beg your pardon. So, yeah, I had my own mental health issues. As a result of that, I ended up losing my job. And I moved from somebody who was very physically fit and healthy and active to somebody who had really bad back injuries and psychological issues. So I had to regroup and I had to reassess where I was in life. And part of the things that I did then was I just said, you know, if I can't physically do it any longer, why not help other people? Because I received, you know, psychotherapy myself.
Yeah.
I found it very, very useful. I found it very beneficial. And it got me out of a black hole. And, you know, when I couldn't no longer do it physically, I decided, right, if I can't physically do it, why not help people mentally?
Yeah. So you've gone and done the training and continuing to do so. One of the things you would stress, the whole area of positive psychology, it's all about building well-being for people.
Yeah, look, I mean, I've said it now several times, we all have mental health and, you know, even people with poor mental health can still, you know, contribute to the community, can still do things for themselves and can still do things for their families. So positive psychology is looking at the person where they're at now with whatever issues they have ongoing and helping them move forward, helping them become unstuck and getting back into the community again, trying to, you know, contribute to their community, contribute to their family. It's about giving them light at the end of the tunnel, really, because sometimes when you're in a bad place, it feels very dark and heavy. So positive psychology is acknowledging that, yeah, you have some issues at the moment, but moving forward, we can work with these issues and get you into a better place where you need to be.
And the people who you are dealing with, I'm just wondering, like, how many of them do you think will be individuals as opposed to maybe coming through companies or semi-state bodies or things like that? Have you an idea how it's going to break down?
Well, the plan is hopefully to do a lot of, you know, kind of corporate work and going into businesses. And, you know, for example, I was in the Little Angel School there several weeks ago working with all the SNAs and providing a day of mental health training for them, which was very well received. So that would be kind of my target audience going into the, you know, the likes of the schools and the big businesses, but definitely individual work is also very important. The likes of the psychotherapy on its own, there's lots of places offering psychotherapy. There's lots of coaches offering coaching sessions, but there's very few people that can offer a combination of these issues together, you know.
And typically, what would be the main benefits that people will see as a result of
So, so it's about creating structure for them. It's about showing them that there is opportunities to move forward. It's about discussing and developing a plan and creating goals and, you know, helping them to recognize what their resources are and what their opportunities are in life. It's about developing healthy habits as opposed to unhealthy habits. It's about creating positive thinking as opposed to negative thinking. It's a combination. It's a holistic approach for the individual or the company or the client, yeah.
And sometimes are there cases when people, they maybe know at the back of their mind perhaps the answers, but they nearly need somebody else to tell them about it.
Absolutely, 100%. Sometimes people know exactly what the problem is. They just don't want to say it. They don't want to admit it. Or, you know, maybe somebody has said this to them repeatedly and they're in denial that, yeah, that's actually an issue that I need to sort out. And it's often a case when they hear it from a stranger, somebody who's not a family member or not a close friend, that's when they actually realize this guy doesn't know me, but he's saying the same thing. So maybe this is something that I need to deal with. Absolutely, yeah.
So you're from Balbuffet originally. Your premises is going to be here in the county.
The plan is to have it either in Letterkenny or Stranorler, I would suggest. That's to be decided just yet. I'm in the process of finalising that. Yeah. But yeah, it can also be offered online. So, you know, this can all be done online as well.
So your potential business could be going outside of Donegal as well.
It could be, yeah. Hopefully, if it was to grow big enough, that wouldn't be a problem, yeah. But
now, tell me about the six pillars of lifestyle medicine.
Okay, so lifestyle medicine is really, really important. And we talk about six pillars. The first pillar is your nutrition. Okay, so if you think about what you're putting into your car, you don't put in dirty diesel. And it's the same about, you know, when we're eating and taking, you know, liquids into your body, we want to be doing it in a healthy way. Okay, so it supports our physical and mental health. Then we've got our physical activity. So regular movement to improve our mood and our energy. So the World Health Organization, they would suggest that we do, you know, 5 sessions of exercise a week. It doesn't have to be high intensity, but at least, you know, 5 good daily exercises or weekly motivation, keep ourselves moving. This third pillar is sleep, having a nice sleep pattern. Again, a recommendation of anywhere between 6 to 8 hours of sleep is really, really important. Gives our brain time to recover and process what we've been through during the day. It gives us more energy for the next day. Stress management. We're all stressed for one reason or another at certain points, and some stress is healthy. But when stress becomes a problem, we need to know what our triggers are and we need to develop healthy coping mechanisms. And then really important, avoiding harmful substances. So being careful with the amount of alcohol we drink or, you know, smoking too much, binge eating the wrong kind of foods. These are all kind of harmful substances that we can get into. And then the final one is social connections. So connecting with ourselves, reconnecting with our family or friends or loved ones. And then the bigger picture, the social picture, you know, reconnecting with our communities and getting back out there.
And when I look at those six pillars, they all make so much sense. And you look at them and you think, well, there's areas I could improve on, this one or that one. And I suppose sometimes for you, and when you're dealing with people, it's getting people maybe to take a step back and pause where they are in life and just examine what tinkering they could do.
100%. Like, I think of the six pillars like a chain. And if you have one weak link in your chain breaks and it's no good. So we can take them individually and we can look at them separately, but ideally we would look at them collectively, because if we can, you know, introduce good sleep and be careful about the substances, you know, harmful substances, and, you know, reconnect, they're all proven to work individually, but collectively together, it's a much better rounded, healthier person at the end of the day. And, you know, like you say, there's all things that we could, you know, step back and go, actually, this is something I really need to look at. And when you hear it from somebody else other than your family members, you tend to take it on board.
And like a lot of other things in life, I suppose it's important just to get that balance right. You could have a lot of physical activity, but you're not getting enough sleep and you're totally stressed out. So doing one thing good doesn't necessarily
100%. People can become addicted to exercise, which is not healthy for them at all. People can become really laser focused on their diet, which becomes a problem. They're not enjoying their food, they're calorie counting, and they're becoming, you know, fixated on stuff. You know, using your iPhone and checking your sleep, you know, the first thing you check when you get up in the morning, did you have a good night's sleep? That's not a healthy thing either. So it's everything in moderation, including moderation itself. You know, we're all human. We all like to, you know, have a blowout every now and again. And it's not, you're not being docked points here. You're not going to be criticized or critiqued if you have a weekend where you go off and you enjoy yourself, and fair play to you if you do. That's part of the, that's good for your mental health too. So it's doing everything in moderation and looking at everything holistically and saying, right, what could I do better for myself? And being honest with yourself. I mean, we all have areas in our life where we could improve upon. And sometimes just sitting down and mapping it out with somebody that doesn't know you and developing a strategy and a plan that we can work together on and having something to follow is really, really important. And clients often say that that makes a huge difference.
So you build up a rapport with the individual, and in some cases, things could be taking a positive direction pretty quickly, and in other cases, it could take some time.
For some clients, it could be a matter of one or two sessions, and they're very happy, and they're focused again, and they've heard it from somebody that doesn't know them, so they know that this is something that they need to address. For other clients, it could be 6 or 8 weeks, and then depending on the nature of the presentation, it could be, you know, anywhere up to 2 months, possibly. Really depends on the individual.
So in a way, you're sort of bringing everything together and maybe sort of filtering matters and then finding what's the pathway.
That's a lovely way of saying it. So it's bringing it all into the room. It's kind of, you know, putting it into the correct sections or the correct subsections, discussing what needs to be discussed, processing what needs to be processing, and hopefully at the end of the whole series of conversations, we have somebody who's in a much happier, healthier place.
And part of your skill set is also having to deal with people who maybe are in a place of denial, and there could be big changes required, but they mightn't want to admit it.
100%, yeah. Sometimes it's very obvious that, you know, people have a personality or a trait or a behaviour that's, you know, maybe deep-rooted and maybe not even necessarily their fault. It's all brought on, to, you know, it's placed onto them in early childhood from parents or from teachers or from, I'm not down on parents or teachers or anyone, but people of authority. So some people don't realize that they're acting in a manner that's not helping them, and it could be very obvious to other people, but they don't see it. And other people just go into denial then. They don't want to admit that they have a, you know, an issue that needs to be addressed. But again, you know, with a little bit of empathy, a little bit of positive regard, you know, people tend, when they realize that they're being listened to, they tend to, they're on guard initially maybe. But once they realize that the person that's sitting across from them is there in their best interest, that's when the work really starts, you know.
And is this going to be a full-time occupation, or are you going to be part-time initially and marry it in with your existing work? And what's the longer-term plan?
Yeah, so I already run a business that provides health and safety training, Donegal Safety Training Solutions, and this is a strand onto that. So I would have delivered training before for Mental Health Ireland and for the Recovery College. And I've done a lot of training for DLDC, working with people from Gaza, people from the IPAS centres and stuff like that. So this is another strand to Donegal Safety Training Solutions. And hopefully if it gets good friction or good, you know, it can grow into a separate business completely.
Yeah. And I suppose based on your own experiences, it's very much a natural progression and just expanding things further.
Well, that's the way I see it. Yeah. I mean, you know, there are health and safety companies that provide mental health first aid, but these instructors are doing a one-day course. You know, you really want, when you're hiring people in to talk about mental health and, you know, moving forward and treating people with empathy and care and congruence, we call it genuineness, you want someone who's qualified and somebody who's earned their spurs. Mm. So to become a psychotherapist, you have to do 50 hours of your own personal therapy. You have to do 550 hours of client work before you become registered. You have to do a lot of supervision. You have to do a lot of group work. You have to do a lot of group supervision. It's quite a complex, it's not impossible by any means, but it's a long drawn out process. Mm-hmm. So the people that are psychotherapists are invested in your care big time.
And looking at the financial side of things, for individuals, Does this come under private health insurance at all, or are there some plans out there that would include things like this?
There aren't at the moment that I'm aware of, but that's something that I'm definitely looking into. I'm also going to be approaching all my local GPs and stuff and, you know, getting my business cards out there and explaining who I am and what I can offer for them. I am working with other companies as well, you know, the volunteer companies and stuff like that, and offering my services there too, yeah. So, it's definitely a work in progress, but I think it's a positive model. I think, you know, clients can definitely achieve something, even if they come and have one conversation. They might just, something might just spark in them and they say, right, actually, that's something I haven't considered.
Yeah. Because you've nothing to lose.
You've nothing to lose, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, if you feel that you need some sort of support, you probably need some sort of support. Admitting to that, not admitting to it because it's not something, but even coming to that realization yourself that, yeah, there's something that I need a little bit of additional support on, that's a good thing. You wouldn't feel weak, or you wouldn't feel criticized, or you wouldn't feel silly if you went to your GP because you had a bad ulcer on your leg. So why would you be worried about, you know, asking for a little bit of help if you have some sort of psychological issues, or if you just need a little bit of coaching or a little bit of help pointing you in the right direction?
And there could even be a light bulb moment. Somebody could go along and you'll, having spoken with them, say, well, X, Y, and Z, and the door's open.
Yeah, sometimes you see the light, you know, the light bulb does come on in the room, or sometimes clients will come back and say, you know what, I was considering what you said in the last session and I had never really thought about it that way. And when I sat down and I thought about it, or I talked about it with a family member, we came to the realization that, yeah, that's actually what the issue might be. We just didn't see it ourselves.
And from your point of view, that would be one of the most satisfying aspects of the job, when you see somebody and you can see that there's a change for the better.
Yeah, it's really rewarding. You know, I can't physically do the work any longer, but being able to help somebody, you know, as somebody who's experienced it, very dark moments when you're not well, you know, to get out of that, and it takes a lot of strength just to survive in that environment sometimes, and to see people grow and recover and get back. We call that flourishing. So when people are in distress, we call that languishing. And with positive psychology and, you know, lifestyle medicine and good coaching, we bring the client from languishing to flourishing again. Right. So we want to see these individuals achieve their potential and get, you know, have a good life.
Now, if somebody wants to find out more, you have a website that people can go on to, and that will certainly give an outline of some of the things that you're doing.
I do indeed, yeah. So it's www.dsts, so Delta Sierra Tango Sierra, .ie/mindmaze.
Mind Maze.
Yeah.
And just rounding things off, if you wanted to get out a particular message to people, what is your key message to people out there, you know, who may seek your assistance?
Yeah, so I suppose, having gone through, you know, dark times myself, when I've had my own kind of PTSD and mental health issues, you know, I know what it's like to be in that space, and I know what it's like to get out of that space. So with the right support and the right structure and the right approach, things can change for the individual. Things can improve, and often much quicker than we expect them to improve. And through my work, I'll focus on helping people regain control of their lives, okay, and regain confidence and create, hopefully, lasting change that will improve their life and their relationships going forward.
And no question is a silly question or a stupid question. Don't be afraid.
Absolutely no such thing as a silly question. Every day is a learning day. It's a learning day for me. It's a learning day for you, Chris. So we can all learn. We can all get different perspectives, different viewpoints, and sometimes that's all it takes for the penny to drop. Somebody else's perspective.
Well, that's it for another week. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, from me, Chris Ashmore, may I wish you a healthy, happy, and profitable week ahead. Goodbye.
Business Matters is brought to you by Print Supplies. Based in Frosses, Print Supplies has 21 years experience delivering managed print solutions that save you time and money. With remote monitoring and local hands-on support, they take the hassle out of printers and photocopiers. Email sales@printsupplies.ie to find out more.